You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX 92.7. Oh, this Canadian air is not, it's not healthy.
It's not good.
It's not healthy. So this is the way they're getting even with us, huh, for those high tariffs. All right, I got you, man. You know, you made your point.
Smoke is coming right across the border.
Doesn't have
a passport. It just comes right in.
It truly infiltrated the home last night.
Yeah.
You know, all the kids were up. We're all outside looking in the yard, seeing if anybody built any, fires of some sort, you know, surrounding our house with it.
A little hazy out there this morning.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It is really bad. You saw the radar, the smoke radar.
Right. Yeah, you showed me that.
Yeah, pretty wild, huh?
It's incredible. I mean,
we're getting a lot more smoke in the area. I thought we would. I didn't think it was just going to pass through last week.
You didn't think so?
No.
Well, happy June. Good morning.
Well, happy June to you.
Welcome to John and Gordy in the Morning. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
And we have Boris McKenzie.
I don't think you got that right.
Dominic Lee. Dominic Lee.
It's Dom.
There we go.
That's
usually, I mean, this is the second time you said Boris, so maybe we just keep it with Boris then.
Do you like Boris?
I'm starting to dig it. I think we should keep Boris.
Boris the engineer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have a good weekend? Boris,
it was pretty good. You know,
you getting some furniture yet?
I have full furniture now. I am completely decked out. I have a couch, I have a TV, and I have a carpet, and that's all I really need. I don't need anything else.
How did you accomplish all that? Did you have a truck?
U-Hauled. U-Hauled it all the way from Oshkosh.
Oh, so you had all your old furniture. You finally moved it down. Okay.
Finally moved it down. Yep. I'm a new man now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Boris is our new engineer. Sam is gone.
Yes.
He's out of the building.
We kicked him out.
He's history. He's long gone.
He burned, you know. Yeah, he couldn't take the pressure.
You think he's listening to us right now? I wonder if he's listening.
I doubt
to us
it.
Right now.
I think he's probably sleeping in.
Oh yeah.
Why would he? Yeah, get up early if he didn't have to.
Right.
Yeah, but welcome aboard. You know, and we're happy to have you.
Thank you. Gonna have
a lot of fun. But
thank you guys.
Yeah, weather today. I guess that smoke and that haze is not going away anytime soon. Apparently,
it isn't
for a while.
Yeah, it's
those
pretty
fires
bad.
Are incredible. Some of the videos just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. We closed the windows last night after we thought, you know, we were in the middle of a forest fire. And we've got the air conditioning on, and it's just in time too for the high humidities and dew points.
Well, do you have your WMDX Samsung watch ready to go? Do you have? Is that a new watch?
I shined it up. No, it's an.
Oh, you just cleaned it up?
Yeah, just. You notice.
Kind of sparkles.
Very nice. Thank you.
It's nice. currently, I'm seeing a temperature of 53 degrees from the WMDX thermometer outside our window.
I have 55 on the official WMDX weather watch, and 86 is the predicted high.
Oh, really? Okay.
But get this.
Yeah.
Tonight, only a low of 68 degrees.
Okay. Wow, that's nice. Boris likes that too.
It's so really hot.
What about the sunrise and sunset?
What do we
got there?
Well, sun rose at 5:20 this morning, and it is going to go down at 8:32. It's all going down at 8:32.
Well, let's check the afternoon temperature according to the WMDX weather wheel, the roulette wheel. Go ahead and give it a spin there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think we got it going. Okay. All right, round and round it goes. See what the afternoon high would be today. You said 86. This is saying black 84. Black 84 is the number.
All right.
Okay.
See, it should have been red 86.
Red 86.
So
yeah. Well, sorry.
I had my number on that one.
Do you go to the casino a lot?
I actually don't.
Yeah. Because they have roulette wheels there, you know, actual. Roulette
wheels. The last time I was in a casino, they allowed smoking at the time.
Oh, my
gosh. You know, at that time.
They don't do that anymore.
No, I don't think they do.
They did up until the pandemic at Ho-Chunk in,
oh, yeah?
in the Dells. You could smoke. Oh. And, it was awful to go in there. But now they cleaned it all up, so much better.
Yeah, it's so much better now without smoke.
I think Madison's always been that way, smoke-free, or at least mostly smoke-free.
Maybe.
So good for them.
I don't know.
Should we get to history items for today, or do you want to check the National Day calendar? I guess we don't really check that anymore.
We don't really.
But let me just see what we're missing.
We really don't. We hate the National Day calendar,
we do,
but, you know, sometimes we just...
We've done it all.
Wonder, you know, what day is this day?
This is kind of ironic since Sam isn't here anymore, but it's International Volkswagen Bus Day.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to miss this.
He took off in his Volkswagen, his 74 Bug,
mm-hmm.
and is not looking back, I don't think. Rotisserie Day. No, Rotisserie Chicken Day. Who comes up with this? National Bubba Day.
Wow. Okay. All right.
National Leave the Office Early Day today. Early. Yeah.
Wow.
And National Rocky Road Day. Oh, Rocky Road ice cream. Right?
Yes, Rocky Road ice cream.
Right.
Great stuff. And that's it, huh?
That's it.
All right. Well, geez, we're missing.
But this gives us more time.
We're missing the descriptions of those days.
Well, you didn't want it at all.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
All right. Hold me back.
How about the history? Do we have any history, Sam?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad.
You got to switch it to Boris now. Yes, we do have some history on this day.
What? Okay.
In 1835, P.T. Barnum and his circus began their first tour ever in the U.S.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Excellent.
Wow.
1835, you say? Yeah. Wow. I didn't realize it was that early.
Yeah, it was that early.
I need to go to a circus. I've never been to a circus in my entire life.
Consider yourself lucky. You know, they have an operating circus all summer at Baraboo at the Circus.
Oh, they do?
Circus
oh, really?
World Museum. Yeah, they have the big tent there, and they have acts. And yeah, it's quite the show, actually.
All right. Maybe I shouldn't be so negative about the circus.
They have, I think, three shows a day, maybe four shows a day. It's pretty cool. Kids love it.
I went to a movie called The Circus of Horrors, and I guess that stayed in my head for a long time. And the clowns weren't too nice, and
a lot of kids are still afraid of clowns.
And the circus acts, well, you know, a few people dropped to the ground from the trapeze. So
okay,
it was always not a really pleasant event for the crowd.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Circus of Horrors.
Sure, the people of the Circus World Museum up in Baraboo are happy that you shared that as well. Anything else on the big history list?
They worked out some
Boris?
Of those problems.
Yes, they figured it out. Get a net.
Yeah. So,
anything? What do you got there?
Yes. Also in 1928, Kraft. Rolls out their Velveeta cheese.
Oh, God.
Roll out their
cheese. Oh, yes, rolling it up.
Got to keep up with the Wisconsin tradition, so.
Is there any actual cheese in Velveeta? I mean, is it really? It's not. It's all
it's
chemical.
All
it's
fake.
It's not,
I think
it's not
I think
really
it's
a dairy product.
I think it is a dairy product.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Even those American cheese slices have actual cheese in them.
I don't.
I was always told they didn't, and I had to check the ingredients because my kids like the sliced American cheese.
The single slices.
On the smash burgers,
right.
And you could ask for that at Culver's instead of actual cheddar cheese.
Okay.
which I'm trying to get them to eat more of, but they're not doing it. You know, they're going after the cheese slices,
slices
because they melt better, right? It melts better. But that's not the reason why you eat it. It tastes good, right? And
sure.
and you know, American cheese is really bland. That's I guess the bad part of it. So, but Velveeta, I don't even know what to think about Velveeta.
I was just doing some research here while you were yammering on, and it says American cheese, as commonly sold in stores, is not considered real cheese by the FDA. While it contains cheese, it's also blended with other ingredients like emulsifiers and milk and solids, and making it pasteurized processed cheese food. You know, this is something maybe we could ask Pam Yonke in a few minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, she's coming up in about 5 minutes.
But the ingredients you just talked about are all dairy products, and it all sounds cheese-ish.
Well, according to the FDA,
is there a word like cheese-ish?
Cheese-ish. according to the FDA, true cheese must be made primarily from milk and salt, with minimum percentage of cheese solids.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty close.
So the debate goes on.
We gotta have a like cheese making day or something. Now I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, are you? Okay.
You know, Sam used to press cheese together and then slice it up. And
he worked at a cheese factory.
Yeah. No, he didn't. No.
Yeah, he did.
Really? Seriously, he did.
He did.
Strange.
Yeah, he didn't share that with you. I'm surprised. He usually tells everybody.
Oh, he talks about that all
about his days at the cheese factory. anything else on the history or the birthdays? Got anything?
We have no more history, but we do have birthdays.
Okay.
And on this day, Pete Conrad, it was his birthday today.
He's astronaut.
Third person to walk on the moon.
Yeah. All right. You don't get a lot of recognition for being the third person. No,
apparently not. I never heard of this guy.
Well, there was Neil Armstrong, of course, Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz, sure.
You know, they were the first two.
Yeah.
And then Pete Conrad.
Pete Conrad, number three.
Not a lot of recognition.
I don't know who your next birthday is here. Go ahead and spring it on us. Maybe John knows who it is.
Gilbert Baker. He actually was the creator of the rainbow flag.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Okay. That's right. June is Pride Month.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. So Gilbert Baker created the Pride flag. All right.
When were you going to tell us that it's Pride Month?
Well,
you're the guy with the calendar.
This is June 2nd.
You're the guy with the calendar.
I would have told you yesterday if we were on the air, but we weren't. So I'm telling you today.
Catherine's got the whip and you've got the calendar.
Okay. Really? June is Pride Month, and you know, there's a big parade in Milwaukee next Sunday, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's a huge deal. I was over there last year, and that's going to be happening again on Sunday.
All right.
Okay, is that it for the birthdays?
That's it.
We got all that. Okay. Yeah. So,
well,
anything? You have a good weekend?
No. Well, besides being smoked out of the house last night.
By the way,
that was a trip.
I want to mention this. I mean, this is huge. We'll start this in our 7 o'clock hour. The 2025 Scani Summer Text to Win contest. It all begins after 7 o'clock. And we'll have a couple of weeks of great prizes, including pairs of brewer tickets, the club level seats. These are great seats. These are the hourly prizes at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. And we'll have either $100 cash or a pair of brewer's tickets during those giveaway times. And then everybody that enters is eligible for the grand prize. We'll have a couple of different grand prizes to choose from. A Baraboo Dells Wisconsin vacation or a Door County getaway. Those are the big grand prizes at the end of the contest.
Big contest.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So listen after 7 o'clock.
All right.
Coming up next, we'll talk to Pam Yonke and find out what's going on with the Midwest Agricultural Report. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning for Monday. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning. It's a hazy, hazy day today, kind of yellowish outside. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we're broadcasting from some kind of flashback, you know, in the movies.
Oh, maybe.
They always add this color.
Yeah. It is 6:23. It's 53 degrees. Kind of a cool start, but it's going to warm up and get a little humid later on today. Dew points are going to be rising, John.
Yeah, I'm locking myself in the house.
I know you're afraid of dew points. And high about 84 degrees.
That's right.
Okay. Do we have Pam ready to go there, Boris?
We do have Pam.
Okay. Good morning, Pam Yonke. How are you?
Hello, fellas. How are we doing this morning?
We're doing okay. We were just debating Velveeta cheese, whether it's cheese or not.
It was invented on this day, or went out. It became marketable at that point. So, yeah, kind of a velvety cheese. Are dairy farmers angry when you bring up Velveeta?
Well, you know, honestly, you're kind of kid, but they are feuding words for some. I mean, I've talked to some dairy farmers that just outright are ashamed that it's even on a shelf and allowed to be called cheese. But, you know, honestly, it did revolutionize how people looked at cheese. I mean, just think about how many different ways you've got it's pasteurized cheese. Hmm. How many slices have you gone through in your life on sandwiches? You know, Velveeta and the other, you know, mixture ends up in macaroni and cheese and, I mean, all that kind of stuff. So it really has changed consumption patterns quite a little bit since it was invented. What year was it? Do you guys remember?
Well, it says,
1928 it rolled out.
1928 was when Kraft rolled it out, but it was actually invented in 1918 by Emil Fry, and Catherine texted us on this. And the name comes from its velvet-like texture.
It has milk products in it, you know, milk concentrate, canola oil, though.
Whey, and
so it's got some dairy base to it, but like I said, most especially Wisconsinites take offense to it being really called a cheese.
Right.
I get that.
Me too. I'm trying to get the kids to steer clear of the slices of American cheese. Yikes.
Well, okay. You know, remember, though, Wisconsin takes that kind of thing seriously. Remember, there was a time when margarine was outlawed in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Yes.
You just weren't getting it if you crossed into America's dairy land. So I still have people that that will tell me stories about when they were kids or their parents would make a run for the border so that they could get margarine, you know.
Well, you know, I was one of those kids that went with my parents to get the yellow margarine because they add to the color in Illinois. You couldn't get yellow margarine in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing to offend our dairy intellect. Yeah.
Exactly. But you know, it came out to be a really good law in this state where you have to have a pat of butter on the table at restaurants along with margarine if you want.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, you know, right now there's a big debate and it may end up in court on how Wisconsin is so rigorous about dairy standards, like Kerrygold butter would like to make a big play in Wisconsin. But between stores objecting and there's apparently a law in the book someplace about international butter or something. I sat next to an attorney on a plane once that educated me, and I never did a follow-up after that. But, I, you know, if you look at stores, Kerrygold, for example, and international butter has a hard time finding store shelf.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Is Kerrygold just a regular butter, but from another country?
So there are different percentages of butter fat when you start talking about butter in the United States versus butter abroad. Kerrygold, if you look at the packaging, will probably have a higher butter fat content than we do here in the States, or it could be the other way around. Like I said, you're hitting my Achilles here on butter. I have not boned up on butter lately, boys.
Let's get to the virtual fence thing because I wanted to get to it last week.
Okay.
Electric fences, for this time, stock, right?
Well, and so I think it's kind of interesting. If you're a pet owner, you may have a virtual fence.
Sure.
You know, you bury a line in the ground or whatever. The dog wears a special collar. When it gets too close, he gets a little bit of a tickle to keep him back. Well, now they're talking about expanding this to livestock. Mm-hmm. Now, if you think about it, in the West, for example, where you've got cattle and sheep, horses that are literally roaming sections of ground, You're not going to be building fence for that particular space. So what they've decided to do instead of, you know, and part of this is keeping track of your livestock, is you would be able to take basically GPS coordinates and create a virtual fence. Now, the animals would be collared. They would have to wear something that, that basically gave them a tickle.
Yeah.
And they said it's as much farmers learning how to use it as it is livestock learning how to respect it. Some animals will test it, as we've all probably experienced in our lives. There's always one in a crowd. So there's some there's a learning curve for both the livestock as well as the farmers. But they said the technology has become so good that literally farmers can move those animals from, let's say, one field to another by simply changing coordinates on their smartphone. And that does save a lot of extra labor and running, just trying to find your livestock wherever they may be. So something to think about, fellas. You think your dog has cornered the technology world. Now they're talking about livestock.
Well, I've got your dog, John.
I've got a border collie, and my border collie's constantly looking for work.
Work to do,
So, I could rent her out, I guess, you know, instead of getting these electric fences.
Well, does it roam out of your lawn? I mean, have you considered getting an electric thing?
No.
Electric line?
She's pretty good, except, you know, she wants to kill the squirrels.
Oh, well.
All right, Pam, that's another topic.
For another time.
Pam, off the rails early.
Yeah, exactly. Pam Yonke, have a great day. We'll talk to you again later in the week.
All right, see you later.
That's Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report. And Idiocracy's coming up next
for that.
This Monday morning on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Whew. There's some stuff today.
Oh, boy. We got a lot to get to.
Yeah.
It is 6:35. We're seeing hazy conditions out there this morning. Maybe some Canadian smoke. You know, I've had, again, I've mentioned this before, I've had some Canadian smoke. It's not bad.
No.
You can get it at some of the,
dispensaries. Up in Michigan, upper Michigan.
Sure. But yeah, it's kind of hazy out there, and temperatures in the 50s this morning. We'll get into the mid-80s later on today. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by our friends Jim and Sarah at the Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road. In Madison, they offer fast and flexible appointments. Not a lot of wait time there. You can get in usually within just a few days for a hearing appointment. They emphasize convenience over complexity. They're located in a very accessible setting. They offer stress-free alternatives to big hospital visits. And they're helping people change their lives. The number one goal, not just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. So check them out, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com or go to 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Okay? MadisonHearingCenter.com.
Right. And then the John and Gordy Borg hearing aid.
They're still developing that.
I was trying to put that one together.
Yes, I know. Yeah, we're working with Jim and Sarah on developing our customized Borg hearing aid devices.
It's the eyepiece attached to the hearing aid.
Well, we're
working
on
a little bit of a problem.
Maybe you could help us out with that, Boris. You're very technically minded.
I don't know about that one.
Okay. All right.
All right.
One more thing to mention, John.
Okay. Oh, sure.
The Madison magazine, you know, you've heard of Best of Madison. That's happening now.
Oh, yeah.
We made the finals You know, there's a first round.
How the hell did that happen?
I am not exactly sure, but we're best up for best radio team, you and
wow.
I.
Wow, okay.
And the voting is throughout the month of June, but this round of voting, you can only vote once, okay? That's the deal.
Oh, okay.
You can go all to right. MadisonMagazine.com/BOM for Best of Madison. You can find out more there, and we'll have some more information a little bit later on our website. So.
Yeah.
Just keep that in
well,
mind.
Well, we'll look into it, and okay. We'll give people tips and pointers.
Exactly.
To make sure that you get in and vote.
Right.
All right.
Best of Madison. Yeah.
All right. Idiocracy. It's time once again to
here
get to a story that I didn't have time for last week, but here we are. Let's get to it now.
Okay.
It's Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. What the hell is wrong with our quarterbacks from Wisconsin?
Yeah, they start out great. They have wonderful seasons. Yeah. You know, I mean, Wisconsin, the Packers have had great luck with quarterbacks
right.
over the decades.
Right.
And then they get a little flaky toward the end.
Right? Yeah, that's right. My former girlfriend of Aaron Rodgers says he was a little abusive.
No
I
kidding.
Think mentally, maybe.
Really?
Not physically.
Mm,
but
I hadn't heard that.
Was it Danica Patrick?
Okay. Yeah, the race car driver?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's nothing huge or anything like that, but she started talking about it. Normally, they never really say anything, but
really?
That's just one thing. But this story is, it's nuts. Fox News posted this. Brett Favre suggests Netflix documentary targets him for his Trump support. Because, Netflix put a documentary together on Brett Favre. And now he thinks they did it simply to target him because he's a Trump supporter.
Mm.
And Ron Flipkowski is a reporter. He does a lot of posts on X, and he wrote this. I thought this kind of fine-tuned and bottom-lined it.
Okay.
Yeah, the documentary that included his sexting scandal with a Jets employee while married and his welfare fraud is all about him liking Trump. Okay, got it. Another mega victim.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ron, for summing that up for me. Okay.
So did Aaron Rodgers actually sign up with anybody yet? I think he was thinking about the Steelers. And
Steelers, I think, yes.
One other team, but I never heard if they actually came to any kind of agreement
for this season. I don't think so.
Yeah.
We could Google it.
They said, Aaron Rodgers has not affirmatively told the Steelers he's signing.
There you
so
go.
It's,
okay.
not, right there. It's not confirmed yet. He hasn't signed to anyone yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess they still have a lot of time.
I don't think Steelers fans want him around.
No.
What? How old is he? 65 or something like that?
He's getting up there, yeah. But, you know, he's still got his arm.
I'm talking football years.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I think he's 43, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's pretty old for the NFL.
Yes,
being out
it
there
is.
On the field.
Right. Yeah.
And Mr. Fragile, of course. The older he gets, the more fragile he becomes. We don't want him out there in the field.
Yeah.
Aaron, disappear, you know? Just, you know.
Yeah, be happy with your millions.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah, why does he need any more?
Go back to a cave somewhere in Arizona and think about your navel.
Go ahead. Hit the sports show circuit if you want.
Yeah, get on the Pat McAfee show.
Idiotic story that you have about your faith. All right, let's get into something else here. Two web wisdoms.
All right.
Commenting on deporting... a vet, get this. This is really unusual. ICE deported an Iraqi vet, and not just any veteran in the U.S. military. This guy has an incredible past. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
First, you're okay with them deporting children. Then it was okay with children with cancer. Now, children that are U.S. citizens is okay. Well, today I wake up to a U.S. combat marine that served in Iraq, fought for this country in Iraq, is now deported and detained in El Salvador. Where is your line? This makes no f-ing sense.
This gentleman was one of the most wounded soldiers to ever come out of the military. This U.S. soldier fought for this country came home one of the most wounded in U.S. military history. And this is how he's being treated. Jose Barco needs to come home now. There needs to be no delaying, no d***ing around like you're doing with Kilmar. Jose needs to be home now. This is crazy. This is not American. This is fascism.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. And yeah. How about that raid on Representative, where is that?
Yeah, there was, yes. Okay, keep searching.
I know.
You've got it in there.
To raid on his office, they thought they were...
Yeah, the U.S. representative.
Yeah, they thought that he had... they were holding protesters, hiding protesters.
Yes.
Hiding protesters? When did that become illegal? I had no idea, you know, but... Well, I can't find it.
All right. Well, keep looking.
Even when you want to find something. Oh, Jerry Nadler.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. Yes. Jerry Nadler's office. See, the thing is, at Nadler's office is, I think, a floor below the immigration court.
Oh, okay.
So it's in the same building. And there were protesters there earlier in the day protesting the immigration court. And later in the afternoon, these police officers came in and raided Nadler's office to look for these hidden protesters. Okay. Oh, my God.
What's it coming?
I really have no idea. All right. Now, let's get to something here that we've heard it over and over again. And, in fact, they're continually saying this, that the Republicans, the MAGAs, have not done anything to cut Medicaid. They're not cutting Medicaid. They're making sure that the program is safe. They're just improving it, as they always do with everything that they improve and make better. And they say they're not cutting it. Of course, now we know, since they passed the bill in the House, that they have cut it. And they've made it very difficult for people to maintain their Medicaid coverage because they've added things to the process, like signing up twice a year instead of once a year. And I think I remember them also saying that you can't have the blanks filled in from your previous reporting online where you fill it out.
Uh-huh.
It comes up filled out. So you just make changes where the changes are needed.
Okay.
Now they make you fill out the whole form over again.
Oh,
and this time
what a pain.
Twice a year.
That's crazy.
And then you have to work 80 hours a month.
Okay.
Which is crazy. Use the math.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time. And a lot of people, they don't have that kind of time. They can't work that many hours because of either taking care of their child or they have something else going on. You know, they have a job, but they can't work two jobs in order to make those 80 hours. So they are definitely cutting Medicaid. So let's listen to a whole bunch of Republicans talking about how they're not cutting it. And this is Jen Psaki's clip. Roll. Let's listen.
Democrats will tell you it's going to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and take away your health care. They're lying, and nothing can be further from the truth.
We are not going to be touching Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid.
I also will stand with President Trump in opposing gutting Medicaid. My position on this has not, and it will not change.
Sisko Mani says he supports both programs, writing a letter to Republican leadership saying he will not vote for any legislation that lowers Medicaid coverage.
Oh, let me tell you again, as a nurse practitioner and a person who understands and cares about health care, I can reassure you that health care, that Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security are not places where we're looking to cut services.
A budget bill does not protect vital Medicaid services and address the cap on state and local tax, or SALT, these deductions, if they are not there, it will not receive my vote.
Would you vote to have that potential of those benefits being taken away?
No, I mean, obviously my goal is to not do anything that damages Medicaid.
Right, exactly.
Every single one of those Republicans just voted to damage and dramatically cut Medicaid. Every single one.
There you go. And just adding to it, now they're going to shift the cost to the states. The states which aren't paying for anything anymore, if they at least have a Republican legislature. So they're shifting the cost from 90% if you have expanded Medicaid. And that means that it's a 90-10, the old version. Now it'll be a 80-20 for the state to pick up 10% more, which they are not going to do because they're also saving up to give tax cuts within their own states to the wealthy.
Right.
So it's a Oh, God.
It's a tug of war again.
It really, we're circling around the...
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here's another one. And I think we have some time.
We got about a minute. Yeah.
You know, I've seen that look before.
Don, I'm sorry.
Don, you've got it down.
I'm sorry, man.
That's okay. That's all right. You're keeping your eye on the clock, and that's good. Yeah, we'll get to more Idiocracy coming up in a moment. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk to Adam Brabender. He's an activist for disabled folks, and he'll be telling us about the National Association of Social Workers. And then also we'll talk to Austin Galante, a filmmaker.
Yeah.
He's got a movie out called The Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. I'm not sure what that's about, but we will find out, as well as starting out our 2025 Scani Summer Text to Win contest. It's all coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. We'll be back with more Idiocracy in a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's 6:52. Temperatures in the mid-50s this morning. We'll get into the mid-80s later on today. It's going to get muggy as well.
We've got a Canadian smoke fog in the area as well.
Right? Yeah. You know, it's been kind of intense over the weekend. I'd noticed it yesterday, especially.
Last night we closed all the windows. It was so strong. Mm-hmm. You know, I started coughing. I was laying in bed. I'm going... I'm thinking, now I got to close the windows. I can't do this. You
can't
know,
take it anymore.
Yeah, well, it was kind of nice because it's like sitting next to a fire.
A campfire.
In our backyard.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you just can't breathe anymore.
Yeah, it's not good. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up, you can sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since they opened their doors back in 1958, but some things remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west. You can always check out their website, verlo.com. Check out those adjustable bed frames and their lifetime comfort guarantee. Verlo.com.
All right. Sounds fantastic. Okay. You know, we got the leaf blower guys out there again this morning.
One of them almost walked right into the path of the street sweeper right at that corner over
there.
I was watching it as it happened, trying to warn them. But now, it was too late.
Now, if we had a few of those flowering trees, it could be blowing off the petals that fell to the ground. But not in this case. We don't have those kind of trees. And by the way, I just wanted to mention that there are a whole bunch of cities across the country right now banning gas-powered leaf blowers.
No kidding.
They're banning them. Yep. They don't want them around. They add to the pollution, obviously, and noise pollution.
Yeah, noise.
So the battery operated.
Mm-hmm.
That's leaf blowers are the ones to go with.
That's the way to go.
All right, so just a little tip there from Just Ask John. Okay.
Do we know if those are gas-powered leaf blowers out
Obviously,
there?
Obviously. They're very loud.
They're pretty loud.
Yeah.
If we can hear them with the closed windows
they should
here.
Have the headphones on.
Yeah.
All right, I want to get to this. This is a Daily Show cut. John Stewart, I believe, is talking about Doge. Certainly... It is actually the heart of waste and abuse, so let's listen to this.
Is the Department of Government Efficiency not that efficient? Speaking of ineffective...
Some of the things that I say will be incorrect and should be corrected.
Elon was quickly forced to hit Control-Z on many of his layoffs, which is the shortcut for undo and not the name of one of his kids.
So the administration decided to put us on administrative leave, and then they just started another round of firing. But since I got fired once already, I was not able to get back into my laptop, so I don't know if I have a letter or not.
So you got fired, and then they essentially sent you a text that said, you up,
and you responded yes, and then they ghosted you?
Yep.
So are you saying that this government is being run by boys?
Essentially.
It also doesn't help that Elon keeps revising down the amount of waste he's finding.
I think we can do at least $2 trillion.
$1 trillion? $500 billion.
$150 billion.
Classic boy behavior. Over-promising and under-delivering. Do you believe that the intention behind DOGE is to actually cut unnecessary spending?
If you wanted to take over all of your competitors' business, one way you could do that is you could go to every financial regulator, every government agency that has sensitive data from the private sector. You could suck that data into some sort of AI large language model, and then you could use it to undercut all of American industry.
Do you think there's any chance that Elon is doing something good with all of our data? Like, maybe with having access to all that data, he'll finally understand the mysteries of the human heart. No?
Well, they've removed the watchdogs. And the danger of that is that Congress doesn't have a transparent way of knowing what is happening within these agencies and departments.
It's almost like they've set out on this journey to find fraud, waste, and abuse, when really, the fraud, waste, and abuse was inside them the whole time.
Oh. There you go. Good stuff.
Wow.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
They presented that on a daily show. Pretty mm-hmm. good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty much says it all as well.
Well, and Elon has left the building, right? He's no longer a part of the White House operations there. And, you know, away he goes. Off into the sunset.
Away he goes.
with his chainsaw.
And I'm sure that Tesla really wants him back.
Right. Right. Well, he's got to make some corrections there. Tesla's been struggling for a few months.
I think a few corrections.
Mm.
Okay, well, let's get to the lazy man's representative, okay? That would be Tom Tiffany, our own state representative. He's outraged at words, not cuts to Medicaid.
Mm.
This is crazy stuff. Tiffany's focus is on Governor Evers changing the word mother to pregnant person. He's not outraged over food stamp cuts, lowering age dependency to cut kids off of Medicaid. No, no, he's angry about the changes. Tom Tiffany is furious, saying Evers tried to change mother to inseminated person. Now Wisconsin Democrats want to change expectant mother to pregnant person. Why are they so hell-bent on erasing mothers? It's disrespectful and absurd. No deporting mothers from their babies. There you go. That's wow.
So he's pretty upset about this.
He's really upset.
Yeah.
But actually, it's gender neutral. That's what the Democrats are trying to put into wording here. It protects same-sex marriages from the Supreme Court if one day they repeal that right. They also changed mother to inseminated person in state law dealing with parental custody. Legal matter and not ideological. So there are reasons for these changes, complicated reasons that just stump the mega mind.
That's Tom Tiffany.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll keep track of that.
You know, Tom wants to run for governor.
Does he really?
That's why he's, that's why he's complaining so loudly lately.
Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, we will kick off our 2025 Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We'll reveal the first keyword and tell you about the prizes we got this time around. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.